Stay with us, folks. We'll have all those conversations coming. But first and foremost, more records shattered in the meat export game. Joining me now is Dan Hallstrom, President and CEO of the U.S. Meat Export Federation. Dan, thanks for joining us today.
Yes, good morning, Mike. Thank you for having me.
Let's talk first about these beef exports. We saw March set another new record in value for beef moved off our shores. Dan, give us the details. How much beef were we selling in the month of March?
Well, Mike, yeah, the momentum continues on the beef side globally. We had about 126,000 tons exported in March, which shows continued good growth as compared to last year's record. And once again, I hate to sound like a broken record, but it's pretty broad-based. It's the Asian markets, you know, Korea, Taiwan, China, of course, and it's a combination in with the Latin American markets as well. You've still got some strength in places like South America, Caribbean, et cetera. So it's pretty remarkable, in my opinion, what's going on, considering that at least so far, these price levels have has translated in continued business. So with all the headwinds that are out there, as we know, with inflation and with you know, logistical concerns in the international pipeline, strong U.S. dollar in a few countries, despite all that, we're still seeing pretty good demand on the beef side.
Thinking about Asia and China in particular, Dan, does this data include the information that would come from when Shanghai was shut down and when COVID started to roil that country?
It would only reflect maybe the very beginning. I think April and May will be probably more impacted by that. As we have heard, the COVID-19 is in the rearview mirror for most of us and most of the world, actually, but still in Hong Kong, China, and Taiwan, we're still seeing, and especially in China, this zero COVID policy and massive lockdowns are really compounding the issues that we have out there, one of them being the shipping issue. If you can't get people to the ports to work, you're going to even slow down even further and congest it even more. So that's what we're seeing right now. But to answer your question, probably April will be much more impacted than March was.
One of the things I thought was interesting in your report, Dan, was that Middle Eastern countries have been ramping up their beef purchases. Can you tell us where that's going? And is this making its way mainly into food service, or are folks in the Middle Eastern region eating meat at home?
Well, during COVID, going back to 20 and 21, there was an increase in eating at home there as well. But the Middle East region is one of the first regions that was probably least impacted by COVID-19 in general. And here in late 2021 and all of 2022, food service has been rebounding well back to normal. In fact, hotel occupancy rates in some of these Middle Eastern cities like Dubai are 80 to 85%. And So that's a really good omen for demand at food service. So traditionally, food service is our stronghold over there, so for U.S. beef. So this is contributing, you know, places like the Emirates, where Dubai is, you've got Saudi Arabia, you've got Bahrain. There's some pretty good overall demand there.
That's good to hear. And we're also seeing strong demand over on the pork side. Dan, that market was really made crazy with African swine fever in China. Now that they've allegedly got that under control, where are you seeing the bulk of U.S. pork go when it leaves our shores?
Well, you know, Asia is still a stronghold. Japan, Korea, et cetera. China is still taking significant amounts, albeit quite a bit below a year ago. We're down over 50% compared to last year, which was totally expected. But I tell you, the real driver has been the Latin American markets. We've got Mexico up 24% for the month of March. They're up 30% for the year. Mexico is really having some strong rebound demand there, as is Central and South America. So the other thing that's happening there is that similar to what I just mentioned on the Middle East, in the Latin American countries, COVID is pretty well in the rearview mirror, and tourism is starting to rebound as well. So the food service applications in the tourism sector are definitely adding to some of this momentum.
Well, and so that was my question about Mexico in particular, seeing this large of a jump. Is that mainly because that food service is reopening and Mexicans are now getting out more to restaurants?
Well, I think I don't think it's the main thing on the pork side. I mean, it's helping pork, but I think the trade business, the wholesale business, the bread and butter for pork as an ingredient into further processing as well as a distribution protein, I think most of that growth, a lot of that growth comes outside the food service sector, actually. But there's no doubt that having a rebound in food service does help to some extent.
And Dan, lamb exports, once again, an incredibly strong month for those. Your report noted they're up 75% from a year ago. What's going on in the lamb market?
Yeah, there's some increased traction there. You know, the mainstay markets are the Caribbean and Mexico. They're both up significantly. But we're starting to see some additional business into some of the other markets. I call them emerging or less developed markets for lamb, places like the Philippines, for example, and, you know, Indonesia. So they're not, it's not big volume, but it is incremental volume. So that's always a positive sign.
It is. Incremental volume as it grows eventually can become big volume. Always appreciate the insights from the USMEF President and CEO Dan Hallstrom. Dan, thanks for joining us today.
My pleasure. Anytime.